What's going on, everyone? What's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 2 of the True Colors Podcast. This is your artistic director, Jamil Jude, trying to set up the technology here. So forgive me if we're running a little bit behind and I am looking off camera, but we're about to figure this thing out. You all know, like, this is still very new to me, but you know, hey, we're learning. I appreciate you guys sticking around and allowing me to learn with you. So I think I can also check comments and things like that as this happens. So we'll do that. If you have any questions as I go about doing this, let me know. And yeah, let's go ahead and get it started. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the artistic life cycles and exploring your aesthetic. We're going to talk about what does it mean to find yourself at different stages in your artistic career. And I have a couple of thoughts around what could be beneficial to artists in the various stages that they find themselves in their career. So, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to drop them here as we go along, and then I'll try to get back to them as I do this thing. Give me 2 seconds while I try to figure out how to go live on Facebook. Again, thank you guys very much for rocking with me and helping me learn this crazy, brave new world. But, man, this True Colors podcast series has already been an amazing thing to start to do, especially the way that you all have appreciated and shown us some love on that. What's up, DJ DeWitt? It's good to see you, but big dog, thank you for rocking with me right now. All right, good people. We are live on Facebook too, so we'll keep this going. All right, so hey, artistic life cycles, that's what we're talking about today. For me, I believe there are like 3 artistic life cycles. I think that artists find themselves in 3 different stages in their career. The first one being that of showcasing your skills. And that's really early career artists are showcasing their skills. They're trying to prove their worth. So we'll talk some time about that. And then that second one, where you're kind of emerging, you've been in the game for a little bit. You're exploring your aesthetic. So when you find yourself in that exploring your aesthetic stage, you're really trying to grow deeper and wider. You're building connections, you're extending your family, you're building your community, you are networking, and I have a couple of thoughts about that as well. And then the last one, and while we're really focusing on early career artists, I do want to spend a little bit of time, because I know everyone who tunes in isn't always an early career artist. Some of us have had been more established. So that final stage, we call that sustaining your success. And when you're sustaining your success, there are a couple of things that I think artists in those phases of their life can do. Now, again, this is a cycle. So just because you are there at one point in time doesn't mean that you're always going to be there. And you can be 50 years old and have a really amazing career going in front of you, but still find yourself in that showcasing your skills time. So just know that, like anything, it is cyclical, so you can find yourself going back in and back out, okay? All right. That was weird. Now we're back. All right. Again, technology. Thank you, guys. Thank you for learning with me as we figure this out. All right. So let's start. When you are showcasing your skills, when you're an early career artist, the main advice that I can give you is to say yes to learn. What does that mean? That means that you are saying yes to any opportunity, and you're not just turning it down because you think that it is below you, or that it's not in your chosen path, or that it's somehow going to take you away from the goals that you're dreaming of, and that you're so much on your grind and your hustle that this feels antithetical to that. No, you want to, in this time in your career, you want to say yes. You want to lean in to any and every single opportunity. Because what you're doing when you're showcasing your skill, you're really just proving your worth. You're proving your worth first and foremost to yourself. You're trying to say, okay, I have a particular set of skills. I have a particular interest that I want to look more into. I want to dig deeper. I want to investigate a little bit more. But the only way that we can really do that is to figure out what we are good at and what we're not good at. And how do we know what we're good at if we aren't taking advantage of every single opportunity that's out there for us? So say yes to learn. Just say yes. One of the early opportunities for me in saying yes was an opportunity to work at an elementary school. And I know I mentioned it last week. Stacy Scott, my friend Jordan Scott's mom, let me work at a before care program in elementary school. So I said yes to waking up at 6:30 a.m. Well, being there at 6:30 a.m., working from 6:30 to 9:30. But what I learned was that actually I have a lot more facility in watching kids and creating programs for kids than I ever thought I did. So years later, when I had the opportunity to direct middle schoolers and high schoolers in theater programs, I already had a little bit of a skill set that I had been working on because I said yes to something really, really early in my career. Another say yes to learn opportunity I found was in working in the box office and selling subscription packages. At those moments, I learned that, okay, if I can talk to people about plays and I can understand what audiences want to hear, that's gonna, when I'm going and selling True Colors to funders, or when I'm trying to get people to subscribe to True Colors or buy a ticket, I started learning the vocabulary on what patrons, what audience members wanted to hear about plays. Because, you know, as an artist, you can start to wax poetic about the character and pathos and character arcs. But as a patron, you ain't trying to hear that shit. Hey, True Colors. You're not trying to hear that stuff, right? You just want to know, why should I buy this ticket? Why is it important for me to go and see this play? So I think that, you know, saying yes really helped me learn, okay, I can cut a lot of that artist talk out when I'm talking to patrons, because what they really want is they want to know why I should spend money seeing your show versus going to go see another one. All right, in addition to saying yes to learn, I think that that concept can help you with skill acquisition. Again, in this early part of your, you want to just build your toolbox. You don't want to just have a hammer because it only can take you so far. You want to get that screwdriver. You want to get that saw. You want to get name tools, because I'm kind of running out of them. A wrench, maybe that's a thing. Pliers, I think that's a thing too. You want to continue just to add things to your toolbox so that when you are later on in your life, you have that thing that you can rely back on. The last thing that I'll say is that, you know, I'm a theater maker. Many of you all who are on this chat today love theater, and that's your jam. So we talk a little bit about improv, and we know that in the world of improv, it is say yes to learn. Say yes to learn. But with improv, it is say yes to keep the improv going, right? When an improv dies, when you say no to your partner. So if we're like in an improv scene and someone says, hey, you want to go to the store with me? And you say no, well, it's done, right? Your partner has to come up and create another scenario. But if you say yes, you keep the ball in the air and it can keep on going. I would say do the same thing with your life, right? Like we all are here faking it to make it, right? We know that that is the thing. We are just trying to figure our ish out so that we can keep it going. So when you improv, when you make something happen, you say yes, you keep it going, and you make it happen in that early part of your career where you're really showcasing your skills, man, you're going to find yourself creating a toolbox for that you can carry forward in your career. Hey, Derek, I see you with the question, and I'll get right back to it. Derek's question is, how can we get youth involved in theater? So just know I'm going to come back to your questions in a little bit. Let me go and focus on the exploring your aesthetic, and that's people who are in the middle of their career. Yeah, you know, maybe you've been through a college program or you've been in the early parts of your career. You kind of know what you know. You know what your skill set is, and you're really moving that forward. So now you find yourself trying to figure out, okay, how do I take that next leap? I'm no longer early career. Now I'm in a quote unquote emerging artist, whatever the hell that means. But what can I do to further myself in that one? And the main thing I will say is the first thing, first and foremost, define your values. Define your values. values are something that, if you know me for a couple of years, you know I love them. My wife is over here in the background laughing at me because I talk about my values all the time. And it's because those are the guiding principles for your thing. When you have defined your values, those are the things that you will drop dead before you go back on. Defining your values, especially at that time in your life, it'll allow you to start saying no to grow. When you're showcasing your skills, say yes to learn. When you are exploring your aesthetic, because of your value system, you'll be able to say no to grow. And for me, saying no is really, really difficult, especially when there's so many projects and things like that. But when you're exploring your aesthetic, it is crucial that you learn how to do that. So define your values. There are so many workshops that you can find. You know, I have a values workshop worksheet that I'd be happy to share. Shout out to Paul Robinson at the Shannon Institute in Minnesota. And shout out to Theater Communications Group, TCG, for putting me in contact with Paul, who really helped me build my values. So if you are looking for that value sheet, email me. My email is jjude@truecolorstheater.org. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on IG. You will figure that out. Yes, MS. IJH, I got my glasses on so I can read. I am saying no to grow. N-O to grow. So we said yes to learn, and now we're saying no to grow, where we're in that exploring our aesthetic part for our career. So when you're exploring your aesthetic, the thing that you really want to find out, man, is what's your swag? What sets you apart from other people? When you're showcasing your skills, setting yourself apart is not as important. But really, when you're exploring your aesthetic and you're in that emerging phase of your career, you really want to figure out what sets you apart. I'm thankful to Che Yu, a former artistic director at Victory Gardens Theater, who really asked me a question, said, hey, what makes you any different from any other director? You know, a white woman who is directing black plays, or other black directors, or anybody. What makes you stand out and what makes you different? And it really hurt me at first to say, well, because I'm me, I'm Jamil. Like, I bring something different to the table. But like, do you? Like, do you really bring something to the table? Or are you just thinking that you do? When you're exploring your aesthetic, this is the opportunity to find out how you are different. So one of those things are grow deeper and wider. Find your thing that you're into. For me, it was directing. For me, it was producing. Go deep into that. Figure out, build off your experiences, your early experiences when you were showcasing your skills. Take that further. If you were asked when you were saying yes to learn to start figuring out budgets, well, now take that a little bit further. What can I do now that I have a budget? Can I apply for funding? Can I get a grant? Can I put on a project? Can I run a theater company? Can I produce a play? Can I create a season? Go deep. Go. Figure that out. Dive deeper into what you're doing. Also, explore more. I knew I liked straight ahead realism theater. I knew I liked the work of August Wilson. I know I liked Katori Hall. I knew I liked Dominique Mariso. But, you know, can you expand that palette a little bit more while you're trying to figure out who you are? Can you step into some Sarah Rule? Can you step into something that's a little bit more avant-garde? Can you step into a Quee Gwynn? Can you step into work that may not always fit what you thought your limited focus area was, but can you expand that and explore a little bit more to find out how you can differentiate yourself? One thing I didn't think that was going to be my toolbox was musicals. I didn't think I liked them. I was like, okay, that's not my jam. But I explored my aesthetic. I decided to go wider. And then now I really love those. That skill set. I started working in opera a little bit more, and I knew that I could have some theatricality, and it could add to my theatricality if I have decided to grow as wide as I did. So that's really an important part. And all that was about my values, too. That was about, you know, at that time in my life, one of my values was conviction. So I wanted to say yes to a project and go wholeheartedly into it and really, like, have no regrets. So finding your values is the first thing, and exploring your aesthetic, but then go ahead and go wide and go deep. Take risks, test your limits. This is the time that you can do it. Don't limit yourself. Like, why? You'll have the rest of your career to stay in one lane. test those boundaries. See what's really real for you. Okay, cool. The last thing that I wanted to say on this one in the exploring your aesthetic is to seek models and grow your community. What does that mean? I mean, seek some role models. Ask people to be your mentor. Step out on there and say, hey, will you mentor me? Hey, I like what you're doing. I want to know more about it. Teach me what you know. And it doesn't always have to be a one-on-one relationship. It could be someone on Instagram, on Facebook, or you're tracking their website or on Twitter, and you're watching what they're doing, and you're just finding the models who are doing what you're doing. For me, it was like, okay, Derek Sanders is out there, and Derek Sanders was directing all across the region. Kwame Kwe Armah, who is now out in London, sad that he's no longer an American theater artistic director, but Kwame was like, okay, that's the type of artistic director that I want to be. Hannah Sharif, who's now artistic director at Repertory Theater of St. Louis. I was like, hey, sis, hey, be my big sister. Teach me what you're doing. She was an associate artistic director at the time, but I knew that she was going somewhere. So I sought these models out in the world and said, how can I fashion my career like them, both as a freelance director, but also as an artistic producer and director? And I was like, all right, let me track their paths. Okay, they went from one theater to the next, and they were associate producer here, and then they became an artistic director here, and then they were at the TCG things here, and they were tracking it here. Okay, I got the game plan. Let me go follow it. Let me figure out my swag. Let me figure out how I'm going to do it myself. But I got these models that I can kind of reference as I go through this bit. And as you're doing that, it's important that you grow your community. So you have those aspirational models. You have those people who you're trying to model yourself after their career, the people a couple step up. But you also want to make sure that you're... IG, I think I got paused real quick. But you also want to make sure that your network, the people that are in the battle with you, why is that important? It's important because those are the collaborators that you're going to have for the rest of your life. The people who are graduating at the same time or in those early career opportunities with you, you really want to make sure that you are staying connected to them, because as you all move through your career, you're going to be colleagues for the next 25, 30 years. You know, that term about, like, don't be an a-hole, like, that's part of growing your community and network, too, because that stuff's going to come back and bite you. And 20 years later, when you're needing that collaboration or you're needing that freelance job or something like that, it'll be the people that you were in the trenches with in the early parts of your career that are going to be the artistic directors, are going to be the curators, are going to be the decision makers. And you want to make sure that you've maintained a really strong network to do that. Also, your network can help introduce you to new people. Your network can tell you, like, hey, I just finished that fellowship and it was really, really beneficial to me. Let me put you on here. Or I know somebody in my career that can help you take your thing to the next level. So make sure that you are not only just finding models and people who can help you in your career move up and following in their footsteps, but that you're also connecting to the people who are in that same space of life as you, because they have a lot to offer and a lot to help you grow the work that you're doing. All right. Cool. So the last thing I said, and I promised that I would just hit this thing quickly, and that's the showcasing your skills. And that's, what I'm saying when I find that artists are in the latter parts of their career, how do you sustain your success? And the reason and the way that we sustain our success are specializing. You know, we know what we do. Like, I know at this point, I'm a director, I'm a producer, this is what I am. Like, it's cool. I played a lot. I said yes to learn early. When I started saying no to grow, I kind of whittled down my focus area, but now I know what I do. I'm a director, producer, and this is how my bread is buttered. This is what pays my bills. But I'm also taking classes. I'm trying to figure out how to be a better producer and director. Whenever SDC, stage directors and choreographers, my union, whenever they're putting on webinars, I'm attending those webinars so I can figure out, okay, what's at the top of the game? This intimacy consulting work. How can I learn more about intimacy consulting to be better at my job? So I'm taking classes up because I want to keep my skills sharp. Also, you got to work on the brand. We talk a little bit about that in exploring your aesthetic, your swag, what sets you apart. But, you know, let's continue to figure out what our brand is, what sets us. How do we stay on top of the trends? you know, I think about somebody who's really, really on top of their brand. Of course, you know, we can think about celebrities like Diddy or whatever, whatever. But like True Colors alum, big shout out to Brittany Inge, who's on Boomerang on BET. Brittany understands her brand. She figured it out. She's like, okay, here's what I am. Here's how I'm going to do this thing. And she is specialized. She's an actress. She's a TV actress. And she's specialized and she's doing her thing. She's staying on top of her brand. And she's really finding a way to sustain her success, because it would be real easy for her just to pop up on TV and to be the it girl for a moment. But what she's really doing, she's really trying to establish how she can sustain a career in this thing. And I encourage all of us to do that. And the last thing I'm going to ask people, if you find yourself in that third part of the artistic life cycle, is to teach. You know, we all think like, oh, maybe I don't have anything to share with people or what have you. And I say that all the time. But I'm constantly reminded, and I'm thankful to everybody who reminds me that even if you don't feel like the fact that you've put together, for me at this point, a little 10 plus years in this industry means that you have something to share. So if you find yourself in that phase of your life where you're trying to sustain your success, a great way to do that is to teach, because in teaching what you know, you get reminded of some of those things, and that might fuel you a little bit more. And then you get to share it with people who can then inspire you back, right? So you put yourself in that life cycle. I know that as a freelance director, I was finding myself really in that exploring your aesthetic. And then as an artistic director, I'm really in the showcasing your skills, right? So I thought that at some point that I was getting to sustaining your success. And then, you know, a new life experience happens, and now you find yourself back to a different phase. And now it's about kind of exploring that. So those are my three artistic life cycles. Happy to, if you have any questions about them or whatever, happy to go back and talk through them. Or you can just kind of rewind the tape. I think that's the thing that can happen here. But the first being showcasing your skills. And when we're showcasing your skills, we are saying yes to learn. We are saying yes to every single opportunity that is out there for us. We're going to try to take advantage of it. We are proving our worth. We're adding tools to our toolbox. We are keeping the improv going, and we're going to try to make something happen. When we get to that second one, which is exploring our aesthetic, we are finding our values. We are living a value-driven life. We are starting to say no to grow just a little bit because we want to grow wider and we want to grow deeper. We're saying no to, shoe shining, but we're going to say yes to experimental performance art, right? Like, so don't say no to everything. What we're saying is that you don't have to take every single opportunity that's presented to you like you were when you're showcasing your skills. You can start being a little bit more selective, and we're using our values to help us define what jobs and the opportunities we should take. One thing I didn't mention, I do want to get this in. That was my five P's for job selection. I'm trying to get the number five in the camera or whatever. My five P's for job selection, which helped me say no to grow a lot. So that was the play. Do I like the play? The pay. Am I going to get paid for what I'm doing? The place. What city, what part of the country am I in? The people. Am I going to enjoy working with the people that I'm saying yes to? And then the prestige of the opportunity. Is this something that's going to be a resume builder? Is this something that's going to help me move up the ranks that I wanted to? So in order for me to take a job, it had to have three of those, yell to the noobs, it had to have three of the five criteria. So pay, place, people, prestige. Did I just forget them? Pay, play, place, people, prestige. Ooh, thank you guys. That's what happens when it's live. All right, so something had to be three of those five. And then the last one again, we said sustaining your success. Figure out your brand, really dig into yourself, and stay on top of that, and make sure that you teach. When you're in that third phase of your artistic life cycle, teach, give back. Add some more value to your artistic community. All right, cool. So I think there are a couple of questions that I have out here. So I'm going to try to answer them. I'm on Facebook first because this is easier for me to scroll. How can the youth, how can we get the youth involved in theater? Are there classes? Yeah, there are absolutely classes. I'm going to talk about True Colors first because this is a True Colors podcast. But True Colors, we have a couple of programs that we love. We do the Page to the Stage program, which is for our elementary school students. And we're in a couple of schools there. So check that out on our website, truecolorstheater.org. Also for middle school students, we do Act Like the Lady, which is a cultural immersion program for middle school students. And for high school students, we do the National August Wilson Monologue Competition here in Atlanta at True Colors. We are the originator of the national competition. So high school students have an opportunity to compete for a chance to go to Broadway and say their words on Broadway, say August Wilson's words on Broadway. But that program is also in 14 other cities nationwide. So our high school program is really a best offering. Now, there are other theater companies and communities here in Atlanta. For example, I know that the Alliance has a big program. I believe Synchronicity has some as well. And then your local municipality down at the city of South Fulton at the Southwest Arts Center, there are classes that students can take. I know Dawn Axum does a lot of work, of course. Look into high school programs and things like that. It's not my area of expertise, but I'm happy to source some of that for you. So, again, follow up with me on email, jjude@truecolorstheater.org. Shoot me that email. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, send us a message or whatever with your specific ask, and I'll try to get more of those questions for you. Hello, Jericho Horn, and then Ben Lucina. Hey, Ben. Ben is a blast from the past, so thank you for tuning in. And he says, love the say yes motto for life, not just improv. Yeah, absolutely. Say yes to learn is a good thing. There's a question here. Where did the auditions get pushed back for True Colors? Yeah. Yes. COVID-19 has kind of made everything crazy. So our season-long EPAs, we're not going to be able to do the way we want to. We are working right now, getting some concessions from some of the unions on figuring out how we can do them. So stay tuned with us. We definitely want to increase our family, our True Colors family. So we'll be back in touch real soon about how to stay involved and get your auditions. Hey, Auntie, my Aunt April shouting out. And then Raquel saying leave your comfort zone. Yeah, so when you're exploring your aesthetic, it is about leaving your comfort zone. And also when you're in showcasing your skills, that early part of your career, yeah, leave your comfort zone. Go do something that you brave. You know, my friend Raquel, who mentioned that, man, she went to Abu Dhabi and said, like, hey, I've been a teacher in the States for a while, but let me go try something. Let me go explore my aesthetic and teach in a different country. What can I learn and take back that will help me sustain a career later in my life? So, yeah, I'm all about that. Get out of your comfort zone. Break that. I think you do more good for yourself when you are outside of your comfort zone, especially early in your career, than you are making safe choices. Yeah? All right. In the Heights, shout out. Thank you, everyone. With that, Alyssa, thanks for sharing it to your GTA students. It's all good. What up, Derek? Take three. August Wilson Monologue Competition. You know we're trying to do that. Gotta shout out the brand. Shout out to Nikki Toombs. Shout out to Evan Cleaver. Shout out to all of the amazing teaching artists who work on that program. We're really, really proud of that program. Cool. Thank you. So now I'm about to figure out these questions on IG Live. So again, deal with me, y'all. This is a little thing. Will any plays from the season be streamed online? So yes to that. We are really investigating how we do about that. Again, we got to work with the unions to make sure. But we're going to try to do like an old school radio play and do some social distance readings. You know, I had someone say that they didn't like the idea of social distancing. They were like more so like physical distancing. So we're going to try to get that into the lexicon, physical distancing. But we're going to try to find a way to stream some plays for you guys in this crazy time that we are now. What would you advise for a person who has graduated undergrad 10 years ago and is interested in an arts administration career? Man, we always need arts administrators. It's a field that there aren't enough of us, and that we always need more. So I would encourage you to think about local non-for-profits that you would like to work for. And just hit them up. Ask them if they have any openings. And then, you know, if you're in that early career part of your arts administration career, this is when you're saying yes to learn. I would encourage you to volunteer because we're always, any nonprofit, any arts nonprofit is always looking for volunteers. And yes, I know that is tough sometimes, especially in the uncertainty of this economic moment and things like that. But that doesn't mean you have to work full time as a volunteer. Volunteer with 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, and see if you really like it. Because arts administrators, while it is fun and we have a lot of freedom to move, ain't nobody getting rich being an arts administrator, right? And the hours are long. And sometimes the bosses are crappy, you know? So volunteer might be a really easy way to say yes to the opportunity, learn, figure out if that's really what you want to do. And then once you kind of hang around some organizations for a while, those job opportunities open up and then you're right in line for them. Okay, cool. Five P's. Yep. Thanks. Wigasi for reminding me that the fifth P was play. I appreciate that. Thank you guys for your help. Let's go, True Colors. Thank you. Yeah. In my view, how important is having passion for your interested area? I believe that is something in which allows you to go deeper. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing that keeps you going, gets you out of bed at the end of the day. When you're working the long hours, when you're not getting paid, when you're in your apartment like I was 8 years ago, 7 years ago, crying because you feel like you got more talent than what the world sees right now. That passion for what you do is what drives you, is what's going to keep you going. So yeah, man, find the thing that inspires you, that lights that fire under you, that makes you want to stay involved and keep it going. So I'm all about that. Know to grow was the thing. Everyone, I apologize for cursing earlier. Hopefully my mama ain't listening. Tips for finding opportunities to say yes to in Atlanta. I know a lot of the Atlanta theaters are trying right now to try to find ways to put what they're doing online. I would reach out to these artistic directors because a lot of them are sitting at home on their email 24/7 because they can't really meet. So this is a good time to slide up in the DMs and the inboxes of artistic directors to say, hey, what you got going on? Especially if you are familiar with the digital space. Hey, here's this thing that I can provide you, I can offer you. I would love to learn more about it. I would hit up, we talked about finding models. Whose career can be a great model for you? Reach out to them. Again, people are at home right now. And a thing I'm learning about artists is that we have a tough time saying no to people. And so reaching out and just like, hey, let me try to figure this out. You all know at True Colors, we are often open. We love to get assistant directors and volunteers and observers inside of our process and things like that. So these are the moments to take advantage of. And reach out to people and ask them, hey, what's a thing that I can do? How can I help you in this moment? All right. All right. Thank you for that. I will definitely be volunteering with True Colors. Good. All right. Brittany Mangum, if I don't hear from you, I'll be like, see, you was out here lying on the IG. All right. Good stuff, y'all. So cool. Keep the questions coming. Hey, Chris is nice. To see you. Thank you, man. Thank you. We have a lot of black kids who are talented in the arts, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of opportunities for them to learn and build that craft at a young age. How can we better provide these opportunities for them? I mean, I think by stating it out loud is the beginning. I also think that, you know, we got to be a little creative sometimes, too. There are a lot of grant programs and things that are about supporting youth development. And especially in certain areas, this person I know from Tallahassee, I know in Tallahassee, man, we are huge on sports. We're huge on sports. And as a former football player and as a person who grew up in Tallahassee as a sport player, like I get that.
But like, let's just be creative, man. Like, you know, we can get kids to create their own worlds. You know, I remember like writing plays in church and things like that, or writing music. Get those kids outside of that, that experience. And then also like utilize the Tallahassee or Southern, or your local, I'm just getting speaking to someone from Tallahassee, but utilize your local arts community and ask the artists in the community to help think of programs, because artists are all, they create, that's what they do. So really let's link in to our community and then help them, whatever resources that you can bring to the table to help them augment their programs, really think about that. So let's be creative, let's be collaborative, especially when we can be in space together, and not just virtual space, but physical proximity space. Let's be creative when we get there, all right? For those of you all who are trying to get into arts administration, one person mentioned, think about a nonprofit board service. Which would be really great too, because a lot of, especially smaller nonprofits, need board members, and there's not always a cash give or get. Sometimes they just need your experience or your access to resources or to community or connection and things like that. So if you really are interested in arts administration, think about board service. I know I did that a lot in my early career, especially in Minnesota. I quickly joined a couple of nonprofit boards, and that made me a better producer and artistic leader. But it also kind of gave me a more sense of how I can advocate for communities and regions. Okay. All right. A local tribute to Marion McClinton, man. That's a good thing, you know. Marion McClinton, one of only three directors, now four, I believe. But while August Wilson was alive, to collaborate with August on Broadway, Marion was a stalwart of the Minnesota theater community, and I'm honored that he thought enough of me to pour into me. As a mentor, it hurt me that I wasn't able to be there for his tribute in Minnesota, but I've been thinking about a lot on ways to honor him in my daily life. I've been saying his name a lot. I tell people that. I know my actors sometimes get mad because I talk a lot in rehearsal, but I learned from the best. I learned from Marion that in sharing your personal experience can often unlock something that may not have been at the ready for any collaborator. And another thing Marion did, man, he treated every collaborator like they had something important to say to the room. There wasn't any hierarchy in how he did. Yeah, he was the director and he ultimately had to make the final decision, but even if you were script keeper number three and buried in the corner, if you saw something in the play, he wanted to hear from you. And I think about that a lot, and I try to honor Marion in that impulse as well. So thank you for bringing his name into the space. Hey, Katie. Sorry if you already answered, but how will Dat Rona, okay, that's what we're calling it, affect TC season now and in the future? Yeah, man, we're still figuring out what to do here at True Colors with the season. You know, our last show, Schoolgirls, an African Mean Girls play, thanks to everyone who came and checked that out. But we closed that show on March 8th, really before the nation started doing a lot more of limiting of the gatherings and things like that. And our next show isn't scheduled to have performances until June. So we're very much in a wait and see mode, but we are trying to do more digital content, bringing you guys this series, True Colors podcast series, every Thursday from 1 to 2. So continue to check that out. We're going to try to do some more readings and things like that. So we're going to try to continue to be creative and connect while we experience that Rona. We're learning. Season announcements will be coming soon. We wanted to do it earlier, but right now it doesn't feel like the time to be asking people to think about what they're going to do in January 2021. I mean, we all want to be hopeful, but we also want to be cognizant of the moment and kind of read the room. I mean, reason why, like, no one's doing April Fool's jokes and things like that, because, you know, shit ain't funny right now, right? Like, but we are going to try to continue to bring content and stuff like that. What else do we got here? Any other questions coming through?
Cool, y'all. I very much have appreciated this opportunity. I'm happy to hang out
a little bit longer. Like I said, you know, we'll go until 2 or until my baby starts crying and I gotta go leave. What up, bruh? I see you, Darius. So thank you guys for checking in. I'd love to continue to get content ideas from you all, what types of things that you want to hear from us on the True Colors podcast. Hit us up, Instagram, Facebook. Right now we're streaming live on True Colors IG, and then of course streaming live on my personal Facebook or whatever. I'll get a couple more cameras. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get one of the phones set up in time to capture it another way. But y'all, just thank you so much for tuning in, listening. I hope our conversation about advice for artists and their artistic life cycle was of value. Again, those three phases, for those of you all who are just tuning in, are showcasing your skills. At that point, we really want to just say yes to taking advantage, growing our skill set when we're in that phase. We're exploring our aesthetic. And in that, that's when we want to be a little bit more selective. We want to say no to grow so that we can grow wider and deeper. We want to build our networks. We want to set models. We want to find people that can help us take our careers to the next level. And that's both people who are above us, but also people who are right there in the trenches with us. And the last one is sustaining your success. Once we feel like we know who we are, we know what our swag is, we know what sets us apart, continue to build up the brand. What's your brand? What's your identity? And how are you communicating that brand? Is your website up to date? Are you staying on top of social media? Because it is a social media world, especially for those of us who are entertainment. And we really want to make sure that regardless of what you think, if you find yourself and you're sustaining your success in your career, you have something that you can teach people. So grow back, reach back, and be a teacher. All right. Cool. Just checking to see if there are any other questions. There's a button here that I'm being asked to tap. What does that say? What's your advice for early career designers wanting to work with True Colors? I'm a costume designer. I'm a costume designer and loved African Mean Girls. Okay, I'm not sure that I can see the end of that, but dope. Question and answer. What is happening? All right, y'all. I'm clearly I'm not as technologically advanced as I want. But early career designers, hey, send us your portfolio. Let us know what you're doing. If you're designing shows, tell us so that we can come and see them. You know, utilize your network. Get in front of us. That's the best way. Like you know, as sad as it is, how do I get this thing off the screen? All right. Someone help me. Early career designers, send us your portfolio. Let us know when you're designing and working around. Stay on top of it. If you don't get that email answer back the first time, don't be like, well, oops, I tried. Nah, like email multiple times. Like, you know, my inbox has so many unread messages. But hey, it's good if you continue just to email me and message me, bring it back up to the top. All right, sorry, the video keeps pausing. It says that my internet is not as strong. I'm trying to find the best place in my house. Shout out to the photo that we got, the painting that we got in Cuba. We call him Tio Alberto. So I think this is the best part of my house. But unfortunately, my internet is a little crappy here. But I'll try to figure it out for next week. Someone's asking for us to do profiles on each playwright from the season. That would be great. Some in-depth profiles. And we're going to try to get some artists on. Next week, I'll be joined by an artist or two. So we'll be able to try that out. So I think there's a feature that you can kind of go live with multiple people or something like that. We'll figure it out. I got a week to figure it out. So you'll see that. Yeah, y'all, here we are, 14 minutes. I'm gonna end it unless I get some questions in the next couple of seconds or whatever. But y'all, man, just thank you again for tuning in. Appreciate it. Look forward to checking you guys out next Thursday when we do this again.
If you're liking the podcast series, check it out on our website, share it. You know, I believe the archive of this will be able to share. I think that's a thing that happens as well. Florida Leash, I think I just answered your question, and your question was about how can early career designers get involved with True Colors? And I was saying, send in your portfolio, your website. If you're designing things in the area, let us know so we can go see it. And if you don't get a response immediately, email again. All of our email addresses are on our website, truecolorstheater.org. My personal one is jjude@truecolorstheater.org. Lisa Watson is our production manager. She's part of my artistic team. She really helps me identify and select designers as well. So hit us up. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know how we can see your work. And then we'll try to set up some meetings moving forward. So I hope that got it. Okay. Our other TCTC staff members going to jump on the podcast to share their knowledge as well? Yeah, absolutely, man. We got some great brain trust. So we wanted to try and experiment this out. First, with a couple of things that I had been asked directly, but you'll start to see some more True Color staff members taking the mic and speaking to what they know. Because like I said, we have a talented and amazing staff. Like I know Nikki Toombs has years of experience as an artist and as an educator. Letitia Ellerson, our development director, is amazing. Kristen Parker, Chandra Stevens Albright, our managing director. So we have a lot of talent on our staff, and I look forward to them in their upcoming True Colors podcast episodes. Cool. Thank you all. We got about like 12 minutes. Yeah, man, I hope y'all are staying safe. I hope y'all are figuring out, doing things that bring you joy. I know joy is an important thing that to my life right now. So that's been really great. I've enjoyed the time kicking it with my family, seeing my little daughter kind of run around the house and spend a lot more time with her than I'm normally able to. That's been nice, too. So good stuff, y'all. Thanks. Appreciate it. Much appreciated. And I will check back within with you guys next week, Thursday at 1 o'clock when we do this again. Cool. Positive vibrations.